Blog Talk Radio.
Of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I bear witness that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, and guide in our midst, and it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Welcome. Thank you, my dear brothers. Thank you. And welcome back to our live study group, Put On the New Man. And before we start, I think it's Brother Ilya.
That is correct.
Okay, Brother Ilya, I'm getting some background noise from you, and I don't want to keep you muted out, but the sound is becoming distorted.
All right. I'm going to step aside. We've been multitasking. Forgive me. We've been multitasking.
No problem. I'll give you a second to get it together, and then we'll introduce everybody, and then we'll bring you back on.
Okay, thank you
is
so
that
much.
Okay?
That
yes,
will be
sir.
Perfect.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, before we get started tonight, of course, I would like to present our beloved brother and host, and I just want to tell you, Brother James, I don't exactly remember the month that you came on, but I want to tell you, since this is your last broadcast of the year, I want to thank you for being such a valuable contribution to the Nation Building Network family. Thank you for making the study group what it is. You have astronomical numbers, of course. A lot of people tune in. You have a lot of fans. So thank you for your contribution to Nation Building Movement and Nation Building Network Radio. And I look forward to a more prosperous 2014, brother. And I just want to thank you for your contribution, not only to Nation Building, but to our nation of over 40 years of service, and for being a gem amongst the FOI and a blessing in the ministry class of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. So without further ado, we're going to present our dear brother and host, Student Minister James Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. And again, you know, in as much as we say this over and over again, I must say your words are so kind and gracious, and they represent to me a level to which I must strive to even approximate. And I hope one day, by the grace of Allah and the help and guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I will one day be a representation of those wonderful accolades. And it is I, dear sister, who am the honored and grateful one for this magnificent forum that you have extended to me and by extension to all of us who participate in this show and on this show, Put On the New Man. Yes, a few months ago, again, I don't remember when we came either, we were blessed with the offer. And I think, Sister Aziza, we started out with maybe 200 or 300 participants. I remember when I reached 500, you called me with great elation, and I thought I was on a roll. And by the grace of Almighty God, Allah, we are now, I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but we're between 6,000 and 7,000 regular listeners and participants every week. And so,
yes, sir.
And so I am indeed the grateful one. And as always, I'm honored, privileged to host these wonderful and distinguished panelists, one of whom I don't even have to introduce at all, my dear brother, Student Minister Demetric Muhammad. He's no stranger to these airways. And we thank you again, dear brother, for participating, for, you know, agreeing to be on the panel once again. We are also joined with, or by rather, our brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad, and I'd like to read something, although he's no stranger to me at all, nor to the nation, but I think this is the first time Brother Rashad has been on the program, so I'll read a bit of his bio to you to get you better acquainted. As he has shared with us, he's simply known as Brother Rashad, Ilya Rashad, And he was born and reared in Memphis, where his mother, Wendy Renee Mary Frierson Cross, was a songwriter and artist with Stax Records. There she married Stax sound engineer James Cross. Together, they had five sons and one daughter, Ilya Rashad being the fourth born son. Brother Rashad's peers, excuse me, my computer blinked out for a second. Brother Rashad's peers anticipated a musical or theatrical career since he was voted most talented and class clown, in quote, in his high school's superlative. But surprisingly, he attended Shelby State College, where he was voted student government president for two terms and became socially and politically active, serving on Congressman Harold Ford Jr.'s transition team. Shortly thereafter, he graduated from the University of Memphis and later completed his master's degree at Union University. During his college days, he joined the Nation of Islam, where he continues to serve in the Ministry of Education. He is an active part of the NOI Research Department and has co-authored two books, In the Light of Scripture and A Complete Dictionary of the Supreme Wisdom Lessons, both of which, I might add, I'm in possession of, and they are invaluable, Brother Rashad. Continues to produce works that enlighten, uplift, and defend the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam. Ilya Rashad is an educator in public schools, where he is recognized as a dynamic teacher and educational advocate who works to uplift the literacy rate, especially among black youth. Aside from his professional accomplishments, Brother Rashad Muhammad is a loving husband to his wife and a caring father to their five children. Although many know him as a jovial, spirited friend, this brother is also a deeply insightful, passionate, and intellectual revolutionary who believes that life is no good unless it serves to uplift humanity. So we're very honored, Brother Ilya, to have you as our first-time panelist. Of course, this will not be the last time. And thank you, dear brother, for your agreeing to be on this show. We are also... you're very welcome, dear, but I don't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to get the introductions out. And you certainly, if you'd like to say something, go right ahead, but I just wanted to get all of the panelists introduced.
All I want to say is that the honor is all mine, Brother James. This is my first time, but just to echo what you said, I'm certain that it will not be my last.
Well, thank you, dear brother. And last but certainly not least, we have our brother who is a student in the ministry. I have a very, very, very personal relationship with this brother. When I was sent to Tampa to become the minister, inshallah, of Tampa, Florida, from New York, Brother Stanley Muhammad, now student minister Stanley Muhammad of College Park, in Atlanta, Georgia. He became my captain. And Brother Stanley, look, brother, don't be upset with me when I share this bit of history. But
yeah,
I really
share the same story, but you go right ahead.
I really have to. I remember I was sitting in my apartment at the time, and I got a knock on my door. I think it was about maybe 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And Brother Tony Muhammad, a brother who I know very, very well, and I'm sure many of you do also, who hails from Atlanta, he was also here in Tampa, he knocked on my door. And I opened the door, and Brother Tony, of course, I recognized right away. But then he was accompanied by this, I thought it was a junior FOI. When I saw him, I said, well, assalamu alaikum, brother. I said, and yes, Brother Tony, what brings you to my house at this hour? You know, he said, oh, brother, I'm bringing you your captain. I said, well, where is he? And I looked at Brother Stanley, who at that time, he literally looked 16 years old. He really did. But I had petitioned the regional office at that time, which was Atlanta, to send me a captain because I did some changes almost immediately when I arrived in Tampa. And so Brother Stanley wound up at my door. But let me just fast forward. Brother Stanley proved to be the best captain in my years of ministry I was ever blessed to serve with. This brother is largely responsible for the work of getting Islam out in Tampa, along with me. I remember my brother would never allow at any event that event to close except they heard from the representative or spokesperson of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I can remember him negotiating with the MCs of these programs. And they would say, brother, he's not even on the program, and we're about to close. We just don't have time. And Brother Stanley was absolutely adamant about making sure that I spoke everywhere on every occasion. I have to say that this brother was a staunch and is a staunch defender of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, and also his people. And he demonstrated that on a number of occasions, even, and I'm not going to get necessarily into the details of that, but even when it became physical. And, of course, Brother Stanley, we had some serious episodes that I won't get into. You know, I don't want to, at this late period of my life, get put out of the class because of something that I did many, many, many years ago. This brother really has demonstrated a magnificent love for his people on every level. We excelled in our distribution of the Final Call newspaper, and now we are blessed to have him in the ministry, heading up the College Park study group, and as I understand it, the only official study group that is functioning in Atlanta outside of the main mosque itself. He's a very, very, very progressive brother. I love him. His children are my godchildren.
That's right.
They're my family, and my family is his family. I can't express to you how close we are and how much I love this brother, and I'm thankful to Allah for this brother.
Love you too, family.
Yes, sir. Our brother, student minister Stanley Muhammad. Now, I know I didn't spend all that time with Brother Dimitri, but Brother Dimitri, you are so loved, you're so respected, you're so honored, and we love you so much, dear brother. When you attend these programs, we are always extremely edified, educated, inspired by the wisdom you bring and the clear, crystal clear defense of your teacher and ours, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right. That's right.
So I want to thank you all, brothers and sisters, and thank you, my dear distinguished panelists. Now, before we go on, just a bit of a housekeeping note I'd like to make. Initially, we advertised this show to be dealing primarily with the wheel. And it was as a result of our intention to highlight Brother Ilya Rashad's new book, of Islam, that I might add has the great stamp of approval of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and from what I understand, he loves it. But our concern was that we did not step before the minister, who we now know is going to deal with this subject matter tomorrow on the time, inshallah, right, on the time, and what must be done. As students in the ministry, we have an obligation not to lead as such, but to follow.
That's
the
right.
The denotative meaning of a minister is a person appointed by or under the authority of a sovereign or to some high office of state, especially to that of a head of an administrative department, such as Minister of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
A diplomatic representative accredited by one government to another and ranking next below an ambassador. Again, a person acting as the agent or instrument of another. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said very clearly that a minister is an aide or a servant to a king or to an administration or to a head of government, and as such does not make policy but follows the policies of that king or that head of state or head of government or administration. And as such, we do not wish to give the slightest indication that we will step before our beloved head of our state, our beloved administrator of not only the nation but of our lives. And so we change the advertisement. But I want to thank all of you who tuned in. And I want to mention to all of you that while we'll be touching on the surface of some parts of our brother's wonderful book, we want to encourage all who are listening to tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I believe 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Let us tune in to the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who will give us clear and insightful and, yes, revelatory information on the wheel.
That's
that
right. Yes, sir.
One found in the book of Ezekiel. Having said that, dear family, we're going to deal with substantively, with the help of Allah, this recent imbroglio, if you will, or controversy surrounding our brother Kanye West and his statement that he made on Power 105, I think it was, radio, when he talked about the influence of the Jewish community, the connectivity and power of the Jewish community over and with some of the greatest and highest centers of power. And we are blessed to have three young brothers who are very well qualified to discuss this matter. And so let me say in closing, and always, we evoke the name of Allah and ask his help, the beneficent, the merciful. We bear witness that there is no God but he who appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and we forever thank him for raising up his exalted and ascended Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through whom we have been given a modern-day Messiah, fulfilling the work of the Messiah, not only in the black community, but throughout the world. The man of whom I speak, I refer to as my personal redeemer, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I want to greet all of you once again with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalam Alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam, sir.
And I know that was extremely long. I had some opening scriptures to use as foundational stones for our subject matter, but I'll forego reading that. And let's get right to the subject matter and to the panelists. The Kanye West controversy, what is at the center of it? And why is it so controversial?
Wow.
I'll start with our beloved brother, student minister, Dimitri Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother James. It's always a blessing and an honor to hear your beautiful voice over the airwaves, and it's a double honor to be on with Brother Student Minister Ilya Rashad and Brother Student Minister Stanley and Sister Gidget and all of those who are faithful listeners to this program. I'm always honored to have such an opportunity to share knowledge and to share truth, as we are commanded in the Holy Quran to invite those to the way of Allah with wisdom and with goodly exhortation and beautiful preaching. This forum provides such an opportunity for us to invite our people to the way of Allah. I am particularly intrigued by this controversy because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, got in the controversy. And the minister is certainly no stranger to controversy. In fact, truth be told, the controversy that surrounds the minister is one of the best proofs or evidences that he is a man that is in the line of divine, if you will. So when our brother, Brother Kanye West, made some very benign comments, basically saying that black people don't have the same kinds of connections that Jewish people have, it was the old nefarious Abraham Foxman of the ADL, of B'nai B'rith, who raised his head to condemn Kanye's comments as being anti-Semitic. And so the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan went on the Time and What Must Be Done broadcast, and he spoke publicly to Brother Kanye, saying to him and encouraging him that he should not apologize. And, of course, this set off a firestorm of publicity and controversy surrounding the minister's encouragement of Brother Kanye. And Kanye went to Chicago and had a concert, and there is footage online whereby Brother Kanye revealed to his audience that he had indeed spoken with the minister and that he would not be apologizing. But in layman's terms, he was going to turn it up on these you-know-what. So we as a research group, and I would certainly say that this sentiment extends to all of us in the nation, is that we don't want our brother, who may be unbeknownst to him, as he goes up against the most powerful ethnic group and community of people in the world, to be by himself. Because we know that we have the ammunition, if you will. We have the book of record, the book of deeds on the Jewish community and what they have done to dismantle black leadership, black entertainers, black sports figures, any progressive black leadership. And so the research group developed a document that was shared through social media and other avenues to give something of a rebuttal to Abraham Foxman and his unfair charges of anti-Semitism leveled at Brother Kanye. Now, what is also interesting about this controversy is that this is the same Abraham Foxman who maybe a few months ago lamented the fact that anti-Semitism in the black community still exists, and primarily only through one source, and that is Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, whom Foxman lamented at 80 years of age still could attract crowds of 20,000 people or more. So these are critical issues and critical controversies that we hope by the grace of Allah we can shed some light on, particularly as Kanye does something that we hope many other artists and sports figures would do, and that is to become socially conscious entertainers, socially conscious athletes. There's a new documentary, as I put a pin in my comments, there's a new documentary out about the life of Muhammad Ali. It's a brilliant documentary put together in part by his ex-wife and a film production company. And one of the things that is so eye-opening to many who loved Ali the boxer is that they get a chance to see Ali, the prototype or the archetype, if you will, of the socially conscious athlete, an athlete who was not just a body but also had a brain, an athlete who cared about the condition of his people, an athlete that lent his voice into America's unfair foreign policy against the Vietnamese. And in the documentary, we see that Ali goes through his trials and his tribulations, but that he is ultimately victorious. So in this season where the public is getting an opportunity to revisit this critical part of Muhammad Ali's life, we just think that it is fitting that Kanye West, who is one of the most influential artists in the world, should also be encroaching upon such a status, an ignoble status, as a real socially conscious entertainer who would use the wealth and the popularity they have gained over the years to champion causes and to challenge enemies. So, I think it's an excellent subject for us to educate our community on.
Indeed,
thank you.
Indeed.
Yes, thank you, Brother Student Minister Dimitrik. And we are hopeful that as our brother takes this strong stand, he will serve as a beacon light for those who are in that industry and subject to the same kinds of pressure that our brother now is experiencing. Let's hear from our brother Ilya on the subject matter. Dear brother?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
This is certainly an interesting controversy. And you know how we as Muslims do. We always try to look for the Allah factor in the whole thing. And
yes,
it's just very interesting how certain controversies can arise where the minister is somehow put in it some kind of way for Allah to show his prevailing viewpoint, his prevailing position and program, which is coming through the Nation of Islam. I recall back in 95, prior to the Million Man March, there were numerous circumstances well beyond our control that was taking place that helped to do something or prick the consciousness of the American people, particularly our people. For example, the O.J. trial was taking place, and I think it was just 2 weeks prior to the Million Man March that the verdict, the O.J. verdict, had taken place, which some writers said had racially polarized this country. But it was out of that spirit and out of the circumstances of the O.J. trial and all that goes along with that that helped, in my view, promote the Million Man March, you see, in ways that, you know, we in our little environment could not do. So here, 2013, end of 2013, where Kanye West, one of the most popular artists that you'll find, he's very well known, well over 10 million Twitter followers, known all over this world for his brashness as well as his artistry. And here you hear him saying this comment in passing, really. You know, they were having a discussion, and he just made this comment about Jews, blacks not having the same as Jews, almost in passing. And all of a sudden, as mentioned, Abraham Foxman, you know, opens his big mouth, you know, charging Kanye with anti-Semitism and his statement is being anti-Semitic. And lo and behold, it catches national attention. And who better to respond to than the man of God, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan? So now the situation is now. And
Brother Ilya, I'm sorry. Your phone is going in and out, so I don't know if you're moving around, but we want to be able to hear you. So maybe you can make some adjustments in location. Are you with your phone?
Okay. I'm actually rather stable, but I'll see if anything is – is it any different now?
We can hear you fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay. But I was just going to put a pin in that point to just make the point that I believe that this controversy, which happens to involve a well-known artist, I believe it's just part of Allah's plan to put the program and position and the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad front and center. The minister has been telling us who, what the enemy truly is, the powers, and identifying them by name and face. And I think controversy is just to put that in the spotlight.
Yes, sir. And thank you, Brother Ilya. And as I read the article that was put out by the NOI Research Group, as well as the latest article found in the latest Final Call newspaper, to say that the statements were benign, I think, was definitely overstated, if I could say, because they were completely on the surface of things, harmless observations of a reality that even the lay people, whoever that might be, are very, very, very aware of. But the question becomes, why is it so alarming to Mr. Foxman and others? Why this expose, if you will, of the power, then in the inordinate power and influence in the levels of life here in America and throughout the world that the Jewish population exercises? This is never said by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan or any one of us who follow him to be used as an insult.
Right.
In other words, we're not mad at you because you have power. We ain't mad at you for that. It's your inordinate use of the power, your manipulative and oppressive use of the power, and then you're hiding the fact that you are behind the centers of power, both politically, economically, and educationally here in America and throughout the world. Of course, much has been written in the secret relationships of blacks and Jews between in Volume 1 and, of course, Volume 2 and other books by the research team. But let's go on. I want to hear from my beloved brother and student minister, Stanley Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
As-salam.
Well, what comes to my mind is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to Pride in 1975 that Jesus was 2,000 years too soon to end the civilization of the Jews.
Mm.
That's at the center of this all, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
And so Minister Farrakhan, who is a man that is born to end his civilization.
Mm.
He is the instrument of Allah and his Christ that will bring it to an end. And he stumbled on this this war against the real Satan of the world in 1984, as Brother Ilyas so beautifully pointed out. when he decided to run or aid Reverend Jesse Jackson to run for the U.S. presidency. And Reverend Jesse Jackson, you know, called, you know, New York City Heinytown and referring to the Jews, and the Jews jumped on him, and naturally the minister's love for black people began to defend our beloved brother, and that's when the controversy began. But now, the minister in those years, in 1984 up until the present time, have always worked among the hip-hop community.
Yeah.
The hip-hop movement was came to birth as a result of the consciousness the Nation of Islam put in the grassroots of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was African Bambaataa, it was, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They were rapping political rap. And it was not really a money-making venture at that time, but the Jews saw they needed to take control of this rap because they heard the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings as taught by Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan in the rap. So you had, when I grew up, it was Public Enemy, it was KRS-One, it was Sister Soulja, Big Daddy Kane. All of them were putting Islam in their rap. And you saw the enemy, he took that away from us by putting gangster rap from Los Angeles. NAA came on the scene, Luke Skywalker, the filthy rap from Miami. I'm saying all that to say is that they knew they had to kill hip-hop. They knew they had to kill that the center objective of hip-hop, to give our people a voice, someone who would speak for the poor black man and woman in the mud. That's what we heard. And they, Sister Soulja, challenging President Clinton at that time, saying he's racist, the same thing that Kanye West said during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina when President Bush waited 5 days to aid our people who were drowning, and they know he deliberately exploded those levees. And then he stood up and said, President Bush is not like black people. See? So he actually had the spirit of, you know, the original intent for rapping or hip-hop, the spirit of the Nation of Islam putting out people. So my point is, you know, it's really time. It's time for our people to rise. And God sees that Kanye West is fearless. He don't mind challenging the status quo. And so I think, Brother James, that he made a very powerful point that he's getting from the Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan, because Kanye West came to Mas Maryam.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, we honored him at Mas, when the Nation of Islam honored him when he did Jesus Walks. That was a positive rap, and that was very, very courageous for him to do in the midst of a whole bunch of filthy rap. He mentioned Jesus Walks, and it went big among our
That's
people.
That's right.
You see? So now he makes a statement. I want to lift this statement up real briefly. Black people don't have the same connections as Jewish people. Black people don't have the same connection as Oyo people. Now, here he's making a statement that is really coming from the words of Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan. If you listen to all the minister's lectures, he's given an understanding of how Jewish people became so powerful, and how these wars are actually designed as a result of Jewish people who actually control the Federal Reserve Bank loaning the U.S. government money for these wars. So basically, in my humble opinion, that the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2-3, and it speaks about the beginning. But it's talking about our beginning as black people, a beginning of a new world. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's talking about us. Because we are without form and void as black people. And darkness or ignorance is all waxing the mind of our people. Our youth are just completely oblivious of their history. Then it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Mm-hmm.
It means now the minds of the people, because the brain is composed of water. In the Holy Quran, Surah 11, verse 7, it says the throne of God sits on water. The brain sits on water like a ship sits on the ocean. And Honorable Mistress Farrakhan says the brain of man is a repository of God's spirit. So here, Farrakhan is actually putting the Spirit of God in the mind and heart of black people in America and now moving them from the darkness. And verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I close with this, and that leads us to John 8 and 12. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Come on,
and that's
man.
What we're looking at, Minister Farrakhan. He is that light of the world. And Isaiah 9 and 2 said, the people who walk in gross darkness have seen a great light. And so Kanye West is just an example of the light that has entered into the mind of the dark black man and woman, the dark minds of the black man and woman in America. And now this brother got the light, and he's not going back to the darkness.
Very beautiful, Brother Stanley. We greatly appreciate your comment. And I certainly want to get the audience involved in this discussion. Before we go to the audience, though, I'd like to read an excerpt from this wonderful book that really, Brother Dimitri, I've been using as somewhat as a Bible, especially since I made the reference to the minister as being the Messiah. And the subsequent barrage, not of attacks, but of so many questions that were evoked as a result of my reference. But this book, Who Do They Say I Am? It is fantastic. The Vindication of Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'd like to read from page 96 under the title, Minister Farrakhan versus America's Toughest Minds. And in the second paragraph, subtitled, Without Letters But Learned. The Bible and the Holy Quran agree that Jesus is the Messiah. Both books attest to the fact that Jesus was vehemently opposed. From the biblical narrative, his enemies are categorized as being the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes. According to the Online Etymology Dictionary, the word scribe is a verb that means to write. In the Hebrew language, it is the word sofa, which means writer or scholar. In Latin, its root is from scrivere, which means to write. In the Bible's history, the scribes who opposed Jesus were professional interpreters of the Jewish law.
Mm-hmm.
Our brother student minister continues, so the history and etymology of the scribes highlights how this group embodied the combination and intersection of the fields of law, writing, and the Jewish religion. This connection is relevant and analogous to the profession of journalism in America today. In fact, the basic training and education of lawyers and journalists is often identical. This is because undergraduate law students are advised to choose a major that emphasizes research, critical thinking, writing, and close reading. In addition, the major media companies in America are headed by Jewish CEO. Minister Louis Farrakhan has been handled in the same way that the scribes handled Jesus.
In the Bible, the Jewish leadership called the Sanhedrin had a meeting that is recorded in St. John chapter 11. The Bible quotes their fear of Jesus after he had raised Lazarus from death.
Mm-hmm.
What are we accomplishing, they ask? Is this man performing many miraculous signs? If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. Sounds like some Negro leadership to me.
For sure, for sure.
The subtitle heading for these verses of Scripture is The Plot to Kill Jesus. Jesus' crucifixion was therefore planned in the aftermath of his demonstrated ability to give life to the dead. Jesus' crucifixion was planned because the Sanhedrin feared the popularity of Jesus' message. Jesus pointed out their wickedness and their misuse of the people. He condemned their evil monetary practices that had desecrated the holy temples of God. And they saw in Jesus the end of their influence, control, and power. So they sought to kill him. Now, if this does not sound like the word and work of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I don't know how much clearer it can be made.
That's right, James.
I'll stop reading at this time, but I want to, man, Brother Demetric, I love you for this book, brother. I love you anyway. But I certainly love
you. Glad you said that part, Brother James. I really hope that, you know, all this other time you and I have been knowing each other, that you love me at that point, too.
I certainly did, brother. I certainly did. And so now, let us get the listening and participating audience involved in the discussion. But before we go there, I want to ask my dear beloved sister, Queen Aziza Mariam Mohammed, is there anything that you'd like to add, ask, or say at this time?
Yes, I want to tell everybody, if you don't have it already, to get Brother Demetrius' book. And I forgot to ask you to autograph it for me, Brother Demetrius, before you sent it. But the book, Who Do They Say I Am? The Vindication of Minister Farrakhan. And he points out on pages, I think starting on page 112, where it says, stoned for good works. Propaganda keeps hidden Minister Farrakhan's stellar record of leadership. And I think that's a very interesting point that a lot of people need to really read, you know, not just dealing with this situation, but all of the situations of what they tried to do to assassinate the character of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. So I just want to co-sign with you, Brother James, in encouraging anyone and everyone to obtain this book written by Brother Demetrius. And, of course, before we end the show tonight, we will get the information of how you can order a copy for yourself. And that's all I wanted to say. And I love you too, Brother Demetrius, for the book and for everything else.
Well, all praise is due to Allah. You know, I'm just on edge right now because I hope this does not turn out like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's meeting with the Jews when he said that the Jews told him, you know, Farrakhan, this is a love feast, but now we're going to make it a tough love feast. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, beloved. There's always another shoe. There's no question about that. However, that one that will be dropping will not be any of ours.
All praise is due to Allah.
It will be the consistent and persistent enemy, but his time is at an end. And so let us get the audience involved, but I'm so pumped. I don't want to get too mushy and lose
the decorum of this wonderful show, but, man, this is so magnificent. Okay, Sister Queen Aziza, let's get the audience involved.
Okay, let me remind you, those who are calling in, if you have a question, press 1 on your dial pad, and we're going to hear from area code 301. 301, your mic is live.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Sherita X, and I am feel so blessed that I have been able to tune into the show tonight. Beautiful show, powerful topic. And, of course, you know I was listening for the wheel, but I definitely respect everything that was said tonight. Ooh, Allahu Akbar. But I wanted to say, as you all were speaking, I thought about could we be involved in a part of a conspiracy and not even know it? And I was thinking about that in regards to the artist, you know. And then I thought about Judas and the 30 pieces of silver. And I say that because, you know, what's going on with the Jews and how they do control the music industry. Myself coming from the music industry a long time ago, seeing the change from KRS-One, Sister Soulja, that's my era as well. And it, thinking about the Minister Louis Farrakhan and really having him on my mind at the time, I too had to make a decision because as we were producing shows, and I say this not to speak of myself, just to bear witness that, you know, we have to be responsible and, you know, we have a responsibility to do what's right, not only for ourselves but for our people. But I was thinking about that, and a lot of times we have artists who really want to put out good music or music that can uplift or inspire, but then they'll go to the industry executive, mostly Jews, and they will say, look, you can't put out that music, but maybe if you do this, then we'll pay you and, you know, give you this big old, all this money, okay. And then later on you could do this. But it's been reported by many artists that once they do that, then they won't allow them to put out good music. I wanted to talk about that as well. But also, I wanted to ask real quick, Brother Dimitri, I would like to get the information on your book, and I hear that Brother Allah has a book, Rashad has a book as well. And I just wanted to commend you all and thank Allah. I thank Allah for each and every one of you, the host of the show, Sister Aziza, Brother James. This is a powerful show, and I thank Allah for this being able to tune in tonight and continue on with the great work because we have to put it out there. And one more thing regarding media. You know, we have to tell our story. We have to put the truth out there. So I encourage everyone that has any part of the truth. I heard the minister say, if you only know one page of Message to the Black Man, we'll teach that. With that being said, I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam,
dear sister. Thank you. Thank you for the support.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Any responses from the panelists to our sister's statement, comment?
I think I do have. She mentioned something about how, you know, artists basically who are positive could actually get their music or get their message out there when we know that the industry is controlled by the Jews, the Jewish powers. And I think we should take a page out of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan's book. And the thing is now that we have to go after the people and deal with the people directly. And even when we look at the paradigm, that whole thing has changed in the last 10 years or so. Whereas it used to be a day and time when you had to go to the big media executives to get record deals and things like that. Nowadays, with social media, you don't have to depend on the big media execs. Anymore. You can just deal directly with the people. So if we build our own little, say, Twitter following and Facebook friends and our own little sphere of influence and go after the people as we instructed, I believe that's one of the avenues that we can find our individual successes as artists, as authors, as people trying to get a positive message over. I think we should follow the example and the page out of Minister Farrakhan's book.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, dear Brother Snyder. Thank you. That was Brother Ilya, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, thank you, dear brother, for your comment. right, go ahead, Brother Stanley.
Yes, Sister Beyonce just put out a video online, and she did it on her own. And
mm-hmm.
you know, the powers that be, Target, threatened to take all of her music from their stores because she is now challenging, you know, this Jewish power in the record industry. And if you look at Kanye West and Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're all connected. You know, they all are, they're very close. And you see a movement among these three great artists because Beyonce and Jay-Z went to Cuba and the U.S. government jumped on them. But Jay-Z fired back with strength, you see. So here now Kanye West is in a controversy. He's firing back with strength. So as it was in the beginning with KRS-One, Sister Soulja, you know, Public Enemy, so shall be in the ending, said the Lord, because Minister Farrakhan is putting a message in them that's giving them strength and backbone. And so I just wanted to say that, and it's very important we see the value of these great entertainers because our youth are listening to them, and our youth have no fear. And once they get this word, it's all over for the enemy.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, Brother Stanley.
You are
Brother James. To Allah. Yes, sir, Brother Dimitri.
I just wanted to add to Brother Stanley's beautiful point that this is at the heart of why Minister Farrakhan is deemed a problem in this country.
Right.
It is because the minister's spirit of revolutionary defiance, his spirit of independence, his courageous stance of speaking truth to power has literally modeled the way for any black brother or sister, regardless of whatever field or endeavor that they are in. And so the enemy essentially sees Minister Farrakhan as something of a contagion that is in the atmosphere, and they do not know how to handle it, because even those quote-unquote black people that they trust and that they have intimate friendship or relationships with, they don't know to what degree these brothers and sisters harbor feelings of affection and feelings of solidarity with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So many of us are familiar with that which they refer to as the Farrakhan litmus test. And this is, you know, an anomaly, if you will, that a man who is, at least in terms of public categories, is a religious or spiritual leader, that he would be at the center of whether or not Supreme Court justices are approved of to sit on the bench. And so everywhere you look, regardless of if you're trying to, I go so far, and this may be an exaggeration, but I go so far as to say you could be trying to become the leader of a Boy Scout troop. And at some point in your confirmation, they're going to ask you, well, Bob or well, Tyrone, what do you think about Farrakhan?
That's right.
Now, how does Minister Farrakhan, in your opinion of him, even have anything to do with, you know, the aforementioned position that you're up for? So this is, again, a proof and an evidence that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan exists today as peerless, both the embodiment of the great prophets of old and at the same time the embodiment of those revolutionaries who were in the secular domain but yet were trying to bring about a real solution to the problems of our people. And so I really appreciate Brother Stanley for bringing that out, because you do have this spirit that is everywhere, and the enemy cannot really trust any of our people. It is something our people should learn and become familiar with, that, you know, regardless of what you're up for, if you're black, you're going to be questioned and queried as to where you stand on the issue of Minister Louis Farrakhan. That is unprecedented. They didn't do that with Dr. King, Garvey, anyone else. That is unprecedented. And I find it very interesting that, you know, something in the scripture that talks about the Messiah when he comes, and Brother James, you'll appreciate this, that he would be like refiner's fire.
That's
and, you know, in chemistry, which is where the term litmus test comes from. The litmus test is a test to determine if a substance is an acid or a base. And if it is determined to be an acid, then it is considered to be corrosive. It is considered to be destructive. It is considered to be or have the effect that fire would have on a thing. It destroys it. So could it be that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the messianic presence that will cause fire and the corrosion of this world that is based on the fundamental fallacy of white supremacy and black inferiority? I believe that he is. So, you know, again, I just think this is a critical point because athletes, entertainers, Brother Stanley brought out what took place with Beyonce and Jay-Z, and I also, it made me think about what happened with Brother LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh when they all put their heads together, again, showing that they're athletes, but they got a body and a brain. And they said, we're going to make a power move. And the industry, you know, was taken aback. They were shocked that these that they thought that they had a measure of control over, they really didn't have any control over because they had perhaps been infected by this contagion of Farrakhan that causes any self-respecting black man or woman to think for self, to do for self, and to act in their best interest. So I just wanted to point that out.
And thank you for doing so, dear brother. Very beautiful illustration, comparison. Excellent. Very clear, crystal clear. Thank you, dear brother. Let's keep rolling. The time with us is just really flying away. These 2 hours, they're just really too short.
Brother James.
Yes.
May I say something real quickly, please?
Go right ahead, Brother Stanley.
You know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told the Honorable Minister Farrakhan at his dinner table, he said, brother, I don't want you to be like Peter, but be like Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know Paul said in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, talking to the Jews, am I therefore becoming your enemy because I tell the truth? See, it's the truth that's in the minister's mouth that the enemy fears.
Come on.
Because the truth is now moving among black people and it's giving them love. Because the truth that he's teaching is giving us knowledge of ourselves. And when you know yourself, you love yourself. And so here it says in 1 John, I close with this, chapter 4, verse 18, it says, perfect love casts out all fear.
That's right.
And that's what we're seeing. Our people knowing who they are as a result of a teacher named Minister Farrakhan, because how would they know except they have a teacher? And how would they have a teacher except he be sent? He is a teacher on the scene, not just for black people, but for the whole world.
That's right, beloved. Very beautiful.
Very
interesting. Thank
Brother
you.
Brother James?
Yes, sir.
I had just a quick thought that I wanted to make. When you were quoting Brother Dimitri's book, you were quoting a part of that scripture where the Jews were meeting, and they were basically saying that we have to go after this man, Jesus, unless, before the whole world goes after him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That is essentially their primary fear. And the whole world involves these celebrities. What would take place if people, celebrities, who black people and other people look up to all over the world? We're talking tens, dare I say hundreds of millions of people who are influenced by these particular artists. And if those artists were to have a word coming from the minister, the type of effect that could take place almost overnight. So that's part of their greatest fear, is that if you're going to be an artist in an industry that they control, you have to bow down to their desires. So it offends them. They believe they've given influence to with their position of Minister Farrakhan. We've seen where celebrities have been punished for much less.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember Vic Sanchez, who was the journalist on CNN. He was out with Jon Stewart, the guy on The Daily Show, and he made just the suggestion, run CNN or run the media. He was fired. We hadn't heard anything from Vic Sanchez since. So we find where white respected people have been punished for making just suggestions, for that matter. So that is that their fear that the whole world would go after this man.
That's right. Thank you, Brother Ilya. I got most of what you said, but there is a problem with the sound going in and out with your phone.
Hmm.
But
wow.
I did get most of what you said. I hope everyone else did also. So we did hear, at least I heard most of it.
Okay.
Now, I heard most of it, Brother James.
All praise is due to Allah, and I'm hoping that the listening audience is benefiting the same. Let's continue on. I know there's a lot of hands up, as we say in the radio land language or blog talk radio land language, which I learned from Sister Aziza. Any hands up?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm running out of fingers over here. Okay, area code 616. Let me just say, those of you in the chat room, I will answer your questions. If I cannot, I will read them to the panelists. There are so many, and we're running out of time. So let me yield to the phone lines tonight, and I'll get with you as I can. Area code 616, your mic is now live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum
as-salam.
This is Brother Andre out of Grand Rapids. I want to thank all of you on the panelists tonight for your brave defense of Brother Kanye West, because it's very important that we understand that it is because of his conscious effort that he is saying those things that he's saying to the powerful dominant party that we know of today as the Jews, and not because some may say that he's crazy because of the car accident that he was in a few years back, and or because his mother had passed away. You've had people that say things like that he's crazy because of those things that has happened to him in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to make clear that what you're saying is very true, that he's he's one of those conscious brothers that has tapped into the mind of the minister and is utilizing that to say what he's saying and not be afraid to say it.
That's right.
I just wanted to say that, and commend your brothers on that, because that's such a powerful statement. And let the listening audience know that the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as instructed to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, remove any fear that you may have. Praise be to Allah for that.
That's right, brother.
Indeed. Thank you, Brother Andre, one of the students hailing out of the state of Michigan, the city of Grand Rapids. It's an honor to be a student with you, dear brother, and we miss you on the line. We'll be getting back together with the great state of Michigan, inshallah, the first or second of the year. But tell all the believers, all the students there, that we miss them greatly, and we look forward to them rejoining, reconnecting with us on the ministry conference call.
Yes, sir, indeed, dear brother. We miss each other. All of us, you guys, too. And, it's always a part of us missing when that other brother doesn't show up for breakfast or for lunch or for dinner, and we don't see them for a while. So, yes, sir, indeed, dear brother, we miss you as well. And Sister Aziza, I can't leave you out. You know that. I definitely appreciate everything that you've done over the the past few months for myself and allow me to come on and say have anything to say. So thank you as well, dear sister.
The honor is ours, Brother Andre. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being such a tremendous service to our nation and to the Honorable Miss Lewis Farrakhan. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it rolling.
Okay, hold on. Area code 216, your mic is now live.
Yeah,
area code
216.
Walaikum salam.
Hello, how you doing? Good evening, how you doing today?
We're blessed, right. Brother. How are you? Walaikum salam.
I'm doing fine. I'm just listening to some of the things I was speaking about, Kanye West and other rap moguls. Right now, I look at hip-hop as an international language and a genre that's attracted many people from different, you know, parts of the world. And once you get that message out there to start enlightening people of what the powers that are dealing with these days, they're trying to keep our people oppressed and in triple state of darkness, they fear that. So whenever Kanye says something, any other particular, you know, like Jay-Z going to Cuba, you were speaking about earlier, him and Beyonce, you know, Dame Dash is mentioning some things as well about, you know, merchants in our neighborhoods. You know, how we get paid, and our money is like water. It just flows through our hands because we go right to the Koreans, you know, for our father and women getting their toes and nails done. We go to another merchant, might be a white man, to buy some food and products, and the money goes outside the community. But it never comes back to us as a people. So all these things are starting to come into play, and they fear that, you know, they're going to be exposed about, you know, what their intentions are that's not benefiting us as a people. So we're making that known, and, you know, so they're going to attack them. You know, the minister and them all had a few rap summits for bringing the rappers in, you know, and sitting down and speak with them, even with the East Coast, the West Coast, or the West Coast with the gang banging, you know, trying to enlighten and wake them up on doing harm to self and start having knowledge of self and start doing for themselves as people. And they fear that with the powers that be. So the Jews know that. The Jews don't even acknowledge Jesus as being a prophet. You know what I mean? They denounce him because it comes back to expose them as wicked people. You
That's
know,
right.
You are the father of the devil. You are your father, the devil. So, you know, those that got knowledge of self and understand what's going on in days and time, I wouldn't be surprised if they attack them like that. Any other person that's speaking for black people in general. You know what I mean? From Malcolm to Martin to Minister Lewis Farrakhan. So anybody's going to stand to speak about our black people and our conditions. But we just still have to still strive and stay focused and understand what their ultimate intention is, which is to try to keep us, you know, awake, keep us asleep, and keep us from not arising and becoming the people that we should be. Thank you so much, and I like the topic. And I'm coming up with Let Us Make Man, Brother James, and Brother Albert, Sister Melanie, Sister Patricia, Sister Gidget, and this Brother Kashim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear brother. Please give Brother Albert our love and greeting and everyone that is a part of that great conference. Please.
Yes, brother.
We still follow you too, brother.
All praises be to Allah. Assalamu
alaikum, Brother James. This is Sister Melanie. Just wanted to give you
my dear Sister Melanie. How are you? Praise be to Allah.
All praises be to Allah.
How are you?
I'm on top of the world, sister. It's wonderful to hear your voice. It really is.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes. Sir. Okay, that was a treat. That was a treat.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot of more questions on the line, so let me go. 832, your mic is live. Area you call 832. Go on once. Go on twice. Okay, we're going to have to move on. Area code 561. Area code 561, your mic is live. Area code 561, can you hear me? Okay. Going once, going twice. Okay. I hope they're not having a problem with the phones. Okay, listen. I need to get in the chat room. There are some questions here that I'm just not going to have an opportunity to address. Joshua said, why did Kanye apologize? He is still controlled by the source from which his help comes. Now, I just want us to clarify, because I think that at one point he was considering apologizing, but after meeting with the minister, I think that position has changed. So correct us if we're wrong, Brother James or whoever on the panel. And I'm getting some real disturbance. I don't know whose phone that is. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay. Brother Stanley, I don't know if you have your computer on or if you're using speakerphone, but the feedback is coming from your line.
Yes, ma'am. I'm using a speakerphone. I'll take it off, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Okay. Does anyone want to answer Josh's question? Joshua's question.
I could comment. I don't know if he, by apology, is referring to Kanye's rather recent statement that what his words were, he referred to his words as an ignorant compliment. Which I wouldn't say that is an apology. He just described his words as an ignorant compliment, and he even attempted to clarify his words, too. I don't want to go into it. You know, he likened it to, somebody giving black people a compliment. He was saying that if you saying that Jews have money, that's basically a compliment, you know. And in so many ways, he doesn't see why they would take offense to that. But what that exposes is that the Jew did take offense to it because it exposes their tremendous influence and power over the industry that the minister has been talking about all of these years. So maybe that's referred to as an apology, which I wouldn't put that as the same as an apology.
Thank
okay,
you, Brother
anyone
Elliot.
Else want to address Joshua's question?
I would just say, Sister Gidget, that I agree with what Brother Ilya said. I don't think Brother Kanye has apologized, but just has made an effort to qualify and clear up his statement. And again, you know, one of the things that we want to draw people's attention to is what the research group, what Ting Ba Mohammed put in the article entitled Kanye West Meets Jewish Power. Because the problem that the Jewish community has when you begin to talk about them having money that they really want to run away from is that if you acknowledge that they have an inordinate amount of money, an inordinate amount of influence based on their numerical population or based on the size of their community, then that, you know, leads to another question. How did they get their money?
That's right.
They claim to be the chosen people of God. Did they amass this kind of wealth and influence through honorable means? Did they amass this kind of wealth and influence by being overly charitable or by employing principles of the Torah? Or did they amass this kind of wealth and influence by nefarious means? So you have Abraham Foxman, who in the immediate aftermath of the publishing of The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Volume 2. He came out with some half-hearted effort and put out a book called Jews and Money. And Mr. Foxman is, you know, a rather unimportant attack dog that actually works for many more powerful members of the Jewish community. And Abe really, according to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has lost his utility in the eyes of his masters. But Abe will always respond to factual statements that point to the great wealth of the Jewish community. If you go to noirg.org, which is the research group website, you can read the article that the research team put out. And wouldn't you know that the very organization, the ADL of B'nai B'rith, once had a president who was named Simon Wolf. And we include a quote from Simon Wolf in the article. Simon Wolf, who was the president of the ADL, same organization that Abraham Foxman represents. This is what he says. Now, compare this to what Kanye said. He says, quote, "We all know that the first bankers of the world, Rothschilds, are Jews. We know they control not only the money market, but also the political destiny of the European world. Mercantile enterprises owe a vast debt to the Jew. You need but look at the streets of the principal cities of the world on Jewish holidays, and you will at once see that trade is in mourning. The busy hum is hushed. Everything is languid." Now, that is a much more powerful quote by a president, a former president of the ABL. So I hope that going forward, we can take a different posture. Allah bless the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the late 80s and early 90s with the original Nation of Islam Historical Research Department. And I really thank Allah for that team, because that team, purely out of their love for the minister, they went into the catacombs. They went into the libraries. They went into the various places where documentation is all but buried. And they provided ammunition for all who love the minister to fight back. So in this dispensation, we no longer are comfortable with purely just extolling the virtues of a man whose virtue is rather self-evident. Today we're going to go into these books, and we're going to pull out these quotes, and we're going to put the minister's enemies on the defensive and see if you will respond to what your own scholars, rabbis, and historians have said, not only said, but they documented it. I find that rather intriguing, because we are familiar with, you know, our brothers and sisters who involve themselves in petty crimes, involved in drug crimes or what have you. I never knew no brother that got locked up that they found some documentation of the crime that he committed. Most of us, our crimes are born out of conditions of poverty. But these are people who thoroughly undid the black community of America economically and politically, and had the audacity to document it. So that is available for us to rebut the charges of anti-Semitism, and to go a step further, which is to put the likes of Abraham Foxman and his ilk on the defensive.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. James?
Yes, sir. And I want to thank you, Brother Dimitri, for that statement, brother, and your recitation of that particular quote in that article from the NOI Research Group. Thank you, dear brother. Brother Stanley?
Yes, sir. There is circulations online saying that Kanye West made some apologetic remarks, and this is what they said he said. "I really don't like that, people. In all the interviews I've been doing lately or recently, there's so much motivation, inspiration, insight, and what they'll do is they'll just take this one soundbite that sounds the most awkward in a way. Also, I think there was another statement I thought that I was giving a compliment, but if anything, it came off more ignorant. When I said this comment about Jews having money and blacks not having money, I think it was more kind of like an ignorant compliment. I think it was an ignorant compliment." So basically, I think that this is what the caller is referring to. But if they go back to the Honorable Minister Farrakhan's Time and What Must Be Done, part 49, he told Kanye West and giving them counsel that they are powerful, but they're not all powerful.
That's right.
Only God is all powerful. And he told him, Brother Kanye West, don't bow down to their pressure, nor apologize. Now, people, you know, I don't know if this is factual, but there's a few sources saying he made this statement, but our people really fear loss, you know, because they work so hard to come out of the projects and make it. They don't want to go back to that. And sometimes they might recant or try to, you know, wiggle out of it. But it does not mean that Brother Kanye West does not feel that and know it's the truth. And the thing is that that's why we have a man named Farrakhan, and in that time of what must be done, he told Abraham Fox, I would love to have a dialogue with you.
That's right.
And he said, you can't pull that over on me, what you're trying to pull over on our people. See? And that's why they fear the minister. So we can't expect our people, you know, to stand as strong as Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan. We got to continue to give them strength. And the more we fight this wicked power, this Jewish Zionist control, and we defeat them, the more we'll give our entertainers strength. And I wanted to say that, you know, the Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan will continue to counsel Kanye West and continue to give our brother strength and divine guidance. So don't, you know, criticize our brother, because if he made a statement, if he made that statement, you know, focus on the truth he said. Focus on, you know, the strength he's displaying and lift that. Don't try to focus on the brother's trying to wiggle out of, you know, a statement because he fears to go back to the same impoverished condition that his career brought him out of. And that's
right.
All I wanted to say.
Right. Thank you, Brother Stanley. And on that note, dear brother, I want to say to all of us who are listening, none of us are standing in judgment of our brother Kanye West.
That's right.
None of us are standing in any judgment of any rapper. Our position is the position for which we are being prepared by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that is the position of saviors. Saviors.
That's right.
That is to say, however our people come. For we remember the short time ago how we, by the grace of Allah, were led to the Nation of Islam and the attendant conditions that we ourselves were in. None of us are in judgment of our people on any level or from any walk of life. Thank you, Brother Stanley, for your comment there, brother. And thank our brother for his question in the chat room, from the chat room. Let's continue on.
Okay, I have a... Brother Dimitri, you have a fan, and she's such a faithful listener. If I don't read this to you, she's going to be very angry with me. So I'm going to read this to Brother Dimitri Lynn, only for you, sis. It says, thank you, Brother Dimitri. You are such a powerful influence. I love when Sister Queen has you on. You do not know what you've done for me. I have been torn in my faith, but you have given me a solid solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Sister Lynn. Okay. Y'all so mushy. Okay.
All praise is due to Allah.
Thank
you, Lynn, for listening. And I thank her for sharing those words, because we all need encouragement from time
That's
to
right.
time. And that is why the Quran says that the believing men and women are friends of one another. And there
That's
are so
right.
many studies that document the actual health benefits of encouragement and friendship on the life of an individual. And so in as much as Sister Linfield, that I've been a blessing to her. Her comments tonight are a blessing to me.
Very
all
beautiful.
Praises to Allah.
That's right. Yeah,
all
right. Wonderful. The dead are rising. The enemy can do nothing about it. All praises to Allah.
She just typed in. She says she's going to post a picture of her head, of her and her headpiece in 2014 on my page. Okay.
All praises to Allah.
You know what they say? They said when you get a brother, you get an individual, but when you get a sister, you get a nation.
All praises to Allah. Wonderful.
Can I say something,
okay,
Brother James, real quickly?
Go right ahead, dear brother.
I don't know if we know Kanye West has a new song called New Slave. And he deals with how the corporations are incarcerating black people. He deals with, in your new car, you're still a slave, and how he sees the blood on the leaf. So really, he's still pumping out consciousness into the brother who made a statement about him recanting on his statement. This brother, his one album, Pumping the Truth, coming from the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan, New Slave, is going to do so much raising the consciousness of our young people. And I also want to say that most of those who purchase the rap music are not black.
About
70% are young white people who are purchasing these rap artists' music, and they fear that this message is going to get into their youth. And all these black artists and entertainers, these white people are looking up to, and they don't want the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan to get to these artists because they'll influence their own young people to accept Islam, accept the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so Brother James knows about when I was a captain, Mutai Shabazz. Remember him, Brother James?
Oh, yes, sir. I absolutely do, brother.
He was a young Caucasian in high school, the minister touched, and he used to come to the mosque and bring guests
from his high school.
Did. He used to come and purchase papers from me, 25, 50 papers.
That's right.
And I used to use him, you know, as an example to the brothers who ain't purchasing any papers. I said, yeah, this is Caucasian purchasing papers and bringing guests. So it's the minister, he's really reaching, you know, many diverse Asians. My wife is from Mexico, and my wife is a strong MGT.
No question, brother.
And she was just on a Mexican talk show. They was talking about the true meaning of Christmas and where it came about. My wife got on that show and she actually had them speaking in Spanish, saying the law white bar in Spanish. And it was so beautiful the minister now has a follower who is a strong Mexican, beautiful sister, you know, who's reaching her people.
That's
who's
right.
reaching her mother, reaching her, and we got so many Asians now accepting Islam. This man is right, one of the brothers said, if we don't stop him now, the Jews said in the scriptures about Jesus, the whole world will go after him. And they're right.
That's right. That's right. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Stanley. And please thank my beloved sister and your wife, Sister Ruth. She is
right.
a fantastic MGT. For those of you who know her. Oh, yeah, she's a fantastic sister. I love her dearly, and the rest of your family as well.
Thank you, sir.
Let's continue. The time is running away with us. Sister Aziza?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. My page is turning here. Okay. I think the counter is overwhelmed. So those of you, if you have, I'm going to have to clear this. If you have questions, those of you who are calling by phone, go ahead and press one on your dial pad. If I hung you up, I'm sorry, but we had to get all the other listeners in. So if you have a question for anyone on the panel, press one. And I have a question, probably the only one I'm willing to ask out of the chat room. It says, from KC, He wants to know, why will the lectures end this year? They were delightful and introduced me to Islam and Minister Farrakhan. I live in Douglas, Wyoming, and we don't have any programs like this. Mm. Okay, well, brother, you know, we have to send you to NOI.org.
What region is that? What region is Wyoming, Brother Dimitri? I wouldn't lose anyone. Brother Dimitri?
Brother James, I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, yes, sir. I was just asking what region was Wyoming.
Wyoming is in the northwest region under the supervision of Student Minister Christopher. It is a part of the larger western region.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
But I would say this to the brother, as Sister Aziza said, you know, continue to tune in to the Sunday broadcast, the minister.
That's right.
There's so many messages from the minister on YouTube. The minister is all over the Internet, and he should feel free to get a subscription to the Final Call newspaper, as well as to order the DVDs from the minister there as well.
That's right.
Crazy.
I think it would be good to note that, you know, the Nation of Islam Research Group does have a website and frequently puts out publications. So that's just another avenue, which is, of course, www.noirg.org. So just another one of the routes they can take, and we try to keep articles, certainly newsworthy articles, coming from that as well.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Well, we are pretty close to entering the last 15 minutes of the show. Let's keep rolling.
Okay, Brother James, you know what time it is. So let's just, if you don't mind, can we just let Brother Ilya tell us about his book? Because, you know, there's some stuff in here I'm just not going to address. So I'm going to filter through the mess.
Very good, dear sister. And I thank Allah for you for that. Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad has authored a book recently entitled UFOs and the Nation of Islam. The book is on the market and, of course, being sold as we speak. Again, in our disclaimer, if you will, or housekeeping note, if you will, we didn't want to get too deeply into the subject of the wheel, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is going to be dealing with that subject substantively tomorrow.
That's right.
Inshallah.
That's right.
But to pump up the anticipation and participation of all of us who are waiting to hear the minister's dissertation or his message.
Sound like Jesse Jackson right there, brother.
Hey, brother, I'm trying to stay current with my young brother rapper.
The information and dissertation.
All praises be to Allah. Well, listen, brother Ilya.
Yes.
Tell us about your wonderful book, dear brother, and of course how we can get it.
Indeed. Of course, the title of the book is UFOs and the Nation of Islam. The subtitle is The Source, Proof, and Reality of the Wheels. We have been blessed throughout the course of this past year to compile we've been blessed to compile research on this phenomenal subject that has often been misunderstood, not only by people outside of the nation, but even by believers. It is perhaps one of the most misconstrued
aspects of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, where the enemy has attempted to make the believers look as though we're crazy for believing in a man-made plane.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed to compile research that anyone, and I don't care what aspect or station in life one is in, whether it's religious, theological, whether it's scientific or academic, secular or otherwise, this is a subject matter that no one can escape. And we prove beyond doubt with facts, statistics, logic, reason, sound history, and evidence, we can prove beyond doubt that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad met the Supreme Being who pointed out to him of these planes. And I'm just so excited because the release of the book was just got released a matter of weeks ago, and everything seems to be culminating around at the right time. You know, the minister is delving into this subject unlike anyone else can, so I'm so excited to hear just how the minister explicates and explains this subject before the world. God's calling. Because whether we know it or not, the reality of these wheel-like planes that the world calls UFOs, this in and of itself is proof that Master Farad Muhammad is God, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is who Minister Farrakhan says he is,
further
that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan is backed by that divine power. So I don't want to go too far into it, and believe me, this is a subject matter that will have you on more at the edge of your seats for days. I'm just thankful to have had the opportunity to be a primary person compiling this research, and I'm even more pleased that the minister found it to be pleasing. The minister gave the book tremendous accolades. He referred to our research as stellar.
Excellent. Allahu Akbar.
And, you know, if you get those type of accolades from the man of God, then, you know, pretty much you don't care who else.
That's right, brother.
I'm just thankful. And this is just one of those things that we want to put before the world. You know, this truth that we've been given is something that we cannot keep to ourselves. So the minister is putting it before the world again, and I think every soul should tune in as the minister shakes up the world.
That's right.
That's right.
How can we get the book there, brother?
Oh, yes. The book can be obtained from our website, which is nationbrothers.com. That's www.nationbrothers.com. There's widgets on the side where you can obtain the book. You can look on our online store. So, and it's also on Amazon, you know. So either way, it's fine.
Okay, and Brother Ilya, can you give us the full title of the book again, please?
The name of the book, again, is UFOs and the Nation of Islam, the Source, Proof, and Reality of the Wheels.
Yes, sir. Beautiful.
Brother James?
Yes, sir.
Permit me, if you would, dear brother, to offer my strong endorsement of what Brother Ilya Rashad has done. And I think that everyone listening should get this book. I think the sister mentioned about a crisis in faith that she experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hardly any believer in God who does not at some point in their journey enter into a crisis in faith.
That's right.
What Brother Rashad has really penned, in my opinion, under divine inspiration, I think will be medicine to any follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who may have had any doubts, who may have had any uncertainties, who may be in a crisis of faith. I say divine inspiration, you might think that that is something of a strong endorsement. But remember what Allah says in the Holy Quran, in Surah 42, ayat number 51 of the Maulana Muhammad Ali translation. He says, as I paraphrase, that it is not vouchsafed, it is not guaranteed that Allah shall speak to a mortal except by three ways, from behind a veil, through a messenger, or through inspiring a thought into the heart and the mind of a believer. And so the fact that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is on the point for the struggle of our people, who is the undeniable spokesperson for God among the people today, find such a treatise useful that in his battle against the most formidable of enemies, he would reach for such a volume. I think that all human beings should reach for this book, and we should make it an Amazon.com bestseller. So I strongly endorse this book, and I will just say this without going too far. When we met with the minister a few weeks ago, and he began to talk about Brother Ilya Rashad's book, the minister wept. And I don't know how many people feel, but I thought about it at that moment, Brother James. My mother's favorite scripture from the New Testament. My mother was no biblical scholar by no stretch of imagination, but her favorite scripture was Jesus wept. And so I just say that as the lesson say, to lay pressure upon your mind.
Go right ahead, brother.
Not all pressure on the mistakes of the past, but what this research elucidates of a glorious future for us all.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful.
That was a powerful endorsement right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to say that Brother Dimitrik and Brother Ilyas, I want to share with the believers down here about your wonderful book, because it is definitely going to be a great arsenal for us as believers to fight, you know, the real flood that's coming.
That's right.
And the real flood is not here yet. And so I thank Allah for both of your scholarship and your love for our people and our nation. And words are inadequate to express how we thank Allah for both of you. And Brother James, definitely, you know I love you very much, and you've always been a great preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. I mean, if you close your eyes and listen to the minister, you might think you're listening to an angel from the wheel. Brother James teaches, he's just a wonderful representation of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Sister Queen Aziza, you keep on doing that work. You know, and I always see your blogs on my Facebook and Twitter. And sister, you are a nonstop soldier.
That's right.
If we had just 10 people like you, sister, we could take the country.
That's right.
That's right.
All praises due to Allah.
And I thank Allah for you.
Brother Stanley, if I may, I'd like to say that Brother Dimitrik, you may not know, and all of you who are listening in the various cities, but Brother Dimitrik has gotten the permission of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to travel throughout the country and present by PowerPoint as well as other tools he uses to express his magnificent defense of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We were blessed to host him in Tampa for 2 days. We spoke by the grace of Allah through the regular audience and live stream, as well
as the Blog Talk Radio audience, and thank you again, Sister Aziza, to nearly 9,000 people, and they all could avail themselves of the wonderful presentation of defense that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan enjoys through our brother student minister Demetric Muhammad. And so I would strongly recommend to all, get them into your city. Get them into your city. You will benefit. There's no question about it. Fill the house up. The people will benefit. And it will go far to releasing the minister out of the quote-unquote prison that the media has imprisoned him in. So by all means, get in touch with our brother and bring him into the city. You will not regret it.
Absolutely. I think both of them, with their wonderful scholarship, both books complement each other. And, you know, it definitely complements each other. And I would love to have a panel discussion and have them both on the panel with
the
books and with some pastors. I mean, of course, some pastors that we have actually made friendship with, and politicians, and because we have to get and then have the grassroots there. And in College Park, I would love to actually host you both. We have a great group of believers here, and by Allah's grace, the spirit is just very high. And we're always looking to get the word of the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught by Honorable Minister Farrakhan out in the College Park area and Atlanta area. So, inshallah, you both will be hearing from me soon. Inshallah.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Stanley.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Brother, I want to personally thank you as well. I have so much admiration for you, both for your the captain side of you, as well as the spiritual minister side. That shows a tremendous balance that a person has.
I recall
seeing you many years ago, and even working with you, you probably would not remember. This was in Birmingham in 96, the summer of 96, when the minister was speaking. And brothers,
I remember that.
And I was blessed to help you. I don't know if you were a lieutenant at the time or what, but I was amazed. And like Brother James, Brother Minister James, you know, I'm like, who's this young brother running things over here?
To
be able to see a brother with that, have the military soldier side, and then bring that soldiering spirit into the ministry, and man, I admire that, you know. So much love and respect goes out to you, Brother Stanley. You keep it up, soldier.
Praise be to Allah.
Brother Stanley really looks the same today as he did 20 plus years ago.
Yes, he does.
When I first met him. So he's a real good example of how to eat to live, and, you know, living a righteous life. And I like Brother Rashad, tip my hat to our brother, and have enjoyed fellowshipping with him and dialoguing with him tonight. And, you know, look forward to building, you know, with him again in the future. And may Allah bless you, dear brother, as you all build a mosque in College Park and whatever we can do.
Yes,
I know
yes,
I say
yes.
For Rashad, and I say this, whatever we can do to be of service to you and the believers and our people in that area, you know, we're just a phone call away.
That's right.
Well, your book is going to be the hammer and the compass, brothers, to help us build it. I would say this, you know, how we know we have passed from death to life, for
that's
we love
right.
the brotherhood.
That's
and
right.
We, and when the minister goes away, you know, we got to keep this nation strong.
That's
and
right.
And the way
brother.
We keep it strong, we got to love each other, and we got to see God in each other.
That's
and
right.
we
got
to lift God that's in each other. And that's the
right.
bottom line, brothers. We brothers, and the enemy hates to see that.
That's,
and so, brother,
right.
I'm looking forward to hosting you all like We will host the minister because the minister wants us to see us treat each other the same way we treat him.
That's right.
You know, and when we get to that point, we are truly resurrected. So thank you so much, brothers, for your wonderful scholarship, your wonderful steadfastness. Thank you, Sister Queen, for being the queen that you are. And Brother James, once again, brother, you know, I love you very much and your family, sir.
Yes, sir, as do I, you know.
I am so mad at y'all because y'all got me over here in tears, and that's not fair because I'm supposed to be all hard in the paint, and I'm just, okay. All right, listen.
We know that y'all going to mess around and change the stereotype of black people that we all hate each other.
That's right. That's right.
I tuned in to some black folks that loved each other.
That's right.
Sister Queen, you know what we should say about you? Know what we'll say about you? For you, we'll kill a brick, choke a stick, and drown a glass of water.
That's right.
How much we love you.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I have a very special message to Brother James. And
yes, ma'am.
It's from a brother. His name is Reginald Wynn. Now, he wanted me to tell you that he is forever indebted to you, and he wanted to thank you for putting him on this path. And I think you remember who he is, right? Reginald Wynn?
Yes, I think I do. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he said you anointed his head or something, and he used to come to your house and listen to the lectures of the minister. I think he was once a Jehovah's Witness, and he just wanted
to
personally
thank
you.
Yes, I know who he is.
Yeah, he wanted to personally thank you for
wow.
putting him on this path. And I have so many messages like that. Brother Demetric, I have another message from you. Brother Greg Pradia. He's out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he said, usually I am at the game room tonight, but I am thankful that my aunt made me listen to the show. And he said, and that brother, Demetric, really got me thinking. So
wow,
all praise due to Allah, little brother Greg.
Praise
due to Allah.
Praise to Allah.
You know, Brother James,
yes.
You know, if you don't watch out, brother, you know, they're going to investigate you because I never read anywhere where anointing a head with oil was in the NOI ministry handbook, brother.
That's absolutely right, brother. But
is that how y'all doing in Florida, Brother James?
Listen, we're trying to stick as close to the scriptures as possible. But this is absolutely wonderful. I can't think of a better way to, of course, close out the year with this show and to meet and greet the new year with an expression like this of love, one for each other.
That's
absolutely magnificent. I believe the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan would be very, very, very pleased with what is transpiring here, and it's all due to him. It really
is.
We thank Allah for him and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
But it is all due to him. I am twice redeemed from him from the first and now this time. And you all, we were on the show. You all have heard, those of you who listened to that show, my testimony, and many, many in the nation know my testimony. So the minister is my personal redeemer. I thank Allah for him.
Okay,
Brother James,
James,
I would say
you have
to write
somebody
a book.
On the line.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. You have
go
someone
ahead.
On the line. Area code 972. Area code 972, you have a comment or a question?
Yes, how you doing, Sister Queen?
I'm fine, sir. All praises due to Allah and yourself.
Yes, I'm fine. This is Brother Charles L. Muhammad, and I just wanted to close out my year. And I usually don't speak. I just listening to y'all, you know, I just want to tell y'all, all of y'all, that I really appreciate the wisdom and the humbleness that y'all have showed this year that I've been listening with y'all. Brother James, especially one of the brothers, I heard something from him, and it made me just one night just get up and clean up. You know,
all praises due to our life. You know, it's beautiful.
Yes, sir. It made me get up and clean up, brother. You know, and I just want to say thank you, and I love y'all, and I keep tuning in. I didn't actually get to tune in tonight because I was actually at the mosque tonight at study group, but the nights that I'm not at the mosque, I'm tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
for all of your support, too, Brother Charles. He's always giving us much love and support. Thank you, and you are a gem amongst the FOI up there at Mosque 48 in Dallas. So thank you, dear brother.
And that's the best place to be on a Friday night.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful. Okay, well, listen, we are over time, but I don't want to deny the audience because you all have touched so many lives. So I don't know what people got to say, but evidently got something to say. So area code 619, you have a question or comment?
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam,
queen.
This one goes to my dear sister, and I just wanted to say thank you to her. She has been my counselor, my friend. I'm striving so hard right now to do for self. And I appreciate all the effort that she has given me. My doing for self is not going too well, but it's okay because I just so much appreciate my sister just stepping in there and trying to do all that she can do. So I just want to give a big shout out to my little sister. And I appreciate you and all you have done. I have learned so much from your radio shows. I feel like if I come over your radio show, it's like a study period for me. So thank you. Much love to you, Queen. And I wish you many blessings on your talk show in the future, coming year.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Oh, praise you. And I'll tell y'all about this sister, Brother Demetric and Brother Ilya and Brother James. This sister is really, really a hidden gift in our nation. And Sister Michelle, don't go nowhere because I want you to give them the website. This sister creates curriculums and activity books for our children. And she has a model of where she's creating storybooks, workbooks, and I'm going to let her tell you the different volumes that she has. So, Sister Michelle, tell them about the books that you're creating. They are magnificent. And if you want to homeschool or if you can't homeschool, you can obtain these books from Sister Michelle, and they are such a valuable gift to our children and to our parents as well, giving them something else to do besides the Xbox and the TV. So, Sister Michelle, please tell us about your books.
Yes, ma'am. Well, how I got started was I looked at out into the nation. I said, we really don't have any products that represent us. You know, so I started with the Nation of Islam coloring books. You know, there's Bean Pie in there, Mas Mariam is in there, everything that represents us. You know, because it's kind of like on the thing about the Tao test that they do. Well, children need to look in materials and see their self. Our nation children do. I mean, our wonderful brothers and sisters, our Orthodox Muslims, they have so much educational stuff for their children. But I wanted to do something that was personal to our children. So I started with the Nation's Coloring Book, and then I moved on, and I have several bedtime story books that are about the Nation of Islam. I have one about Minister Farrakhan. I'm working on a book right now called The Son of Man, the story of Master Farouk Muhammad. And the other book I'm working on is called The Divine Warner and Guide, the story of Minister Farrakhan.
Yes.
I'm also working on one about Honorable Elisha Muhammad. what I have ready to go outside of the coloring books right now is that I remember the minister said in a lecture one day, he said we ought to be able to process overnight. Well, to process overnight means that you must have already been prepared for it. So wouldn't it be wonderful, in my brother Burby's voice, if we had materials
yes.
all the way down to our little toddlers that taught them the student enrollment, that
Go
taught
ahead, sister.
The actual facts, so that when they get of the age of 16 to 18, they just walk into the class and they recite. Now, that's like processing overnight. And I do remember the minister saying in a believer's meeting that he wanted some materials created around, you know, what we are learning in the nation.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
And not only did I take that to instruction to the naysayers, you know, I took that as him giving me permission. You know, those are my actual facts. Those are my student enrollment questions, the things that we must know. So the books I'm creating now are part of the 154 questions that would give acts of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by a lie in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad. Those are things that our children need to know because we, too, must one day face that examination. So why not prepare our children for that examination as they are growing up? And the website
Absolutely.
That you can attain my products that only have one on there right now, and that's the student enrollment book, is www.itsnationtime.webs.com. So that's www.itsnationtime.webs.com. And I'll have more products coming. But from a business standpoint, I really can't, like, move forward until, you know, I start making progress with the two products that I do have available right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, sister.
Can you
yes,
repeat
ma'am.
That
Thank
address
you.
One more time? Can, please, if you can repeat it one more time where we can access these books, these materials.
Yes, sir. It's www.itsnationtime.webs.com.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, dear sister.
Yeah, and I'm
Thank
just
you,
following
sister.
The lead of Sister Sandy because that's what she did for our whole MGT class. So that's I want
mm-hmm.
to duplicate my wonderful sister. You know, the minister put her in this place to give us instructions, and we need to follow after her. So that's what I'm trying to do, emulate her and get these products in the hands, you know, of our young children out there.
Praise be to Allah.
That's wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes,
Sister
ma'am.
Michelle.
All praises to Allah.
I want to say to you, you said that your business is not doing too well. I want to share with you that everything that actually has its beginning, it begins in difficulty.
That's right.
Oh,
so
yes,
Christianity's sir. Beginning was not when Jesus was preaching, but when Jesus was on the cross. That's when it began.
Yes.
Islam did not begin when Prophet Muhammad, and the peace, blessings, and Allah be upon him, was preaching, but it was on the heels of a death plot. So know that at that point of your business and doing for self of your difficulty, that represents your beginning because tragedy brings about triumph. So be strong
yes,
and don't
sir.
Give up, my sister. Don't give up.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much, brother.
Beautiful.
I understand what you're saying.
Beautiful.
It was the death of my son that brought me into the nation. So I understand tragedy, you know, and where a person can, you know, end up at. So all praises be to Allah, because that's exactly how I ended up, you know, in the Nation of Islam.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
To Allah.
Wonderful counsel, Brother Stanley. And thank you
Allah
so much, dear sister. All praises due to Allah.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to say goodbye. It's such a wonderful spirit.
I just got to stop being emotional. I got to toughen up. You know, hey, I'm from Compton. I'm not supposed to be teary-eyed. That's not how
you're real
tough.
Oh, please. We know the real
We
you,
see
sir.
Who the mushy one is.
Yeah, we know the real you. You
revoke your Compton citizenship. Not well over there anymore.
Okay, we've really kept the audience long enough, so let me give them a lineup right quick. Join us tomorrow, 8 p.m., Young, Gifted, and Black with our host, Sister Yatira X, out of Tampa, Florida. She's going to have a very interesting topic with the youth tomorrow. Join us at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday with Brother Vernon, No Romance Without Finance, as he talk about the economic blueprint. On Monday, join us with Brother Kareem at 8 p.m. as he's going to discuss After Me Comes God. And that's going to be really, really deep. And I know Brother Andre Muhammad out of Grand Rapids is going to be one of the panelists. And on Tuesday, Brother Jihad will be back with Disaster Preparedness. The show got canceled last week, but he'll be back with Brother Rudolph and, and somebody else. But then on the second hour, he will have the Captain Emeritus on, Brother Captain Dennis, Brother Captain Curtis, and someone else. So don't miss that show because it may be extended, but he's going around the country doing disaster preparedness training for all of the men in various cities. He's going to target 200 men per city. He's going out on behalf of Nation Building Movement and out on the front line with the Root of Islam. So thank you, Brother Jihad, for putting Nation Building Movement on the road. And on Wednesday, join us for DJ Black Caesar's Tuesday's the last show of the year, and then DJ Black Caesar's show is going to be the first show of the year on Wednesday, and then, of course, I'll be back next Thursday, and we'll be back next Friday at 8 p.m. right here with Student Minister James. We'll put on the new man, our live study group. Brother Ilya, Brother Dimitri, Brother Stanley, Brother James, thank you so much for your contribution this year. I cannot thank Allah enough. For all of you, you are making our nation stronger and better every day with your efforts and whatever you're doing. And I thank Allah for you. And you are such an example of our minister's work because I don't care how many lectures he's done. I don't care how many videos he's made. What I see is what he has made of men. And what he
that's
has
right.
made of
that's
women,
right.
he
that's
has resurrected
right.
the dead, and that's all I need to see. That's all I can bear witness to. You know,
that's
right. all. That's enough for me. It's enough for me. Everything else is just gravy because I see the impact of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan in the lives of people. I've seen
that's
people
right.
transformed and listening to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, and that's all I need to see. So I just want to thank you all for your contribution to our nation and your tireless efforts. And Brother James, thank you for blessing us with your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and your dedication, brother.
That's
40
right.
years plus. All praises due to Allah. And since this is
all
your show, I'm going
to
shut
Allah.
Up and I'm going to let you close out, Brother James.
Oh, dear sister, I think you said it all. And of course, we have to give thanks to Allah for our wonderful audience, our loyal and faithful audience who
That's
tune
right.
in every week. As the numbers grow, thank you, thank you, thank you, and may Allah continue to bless you. And let me hastily say that whatever benefit you derive from the words that come out of my mouth, know that it is as a microphone amplifying the voice of someone else. I have offered none of what you are hearing me say, of course, that which is in error, then you can attribute that to me. But that of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that is from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And that which lifted you, that which cleaned up my brother Charles, and that which put my other brother Reginald on the right path, know that that was not Brother James at all. He was but a vessel through whom Allah God, from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan,
right.
used and redeemed for you. I'm trying to be a savior as I was saved. I hope I can return the favor. Thank you all, and have a blessed and safe new year. May Allah continue to bless you all. By his permission, we will see you on the other side. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you again,
panelists,
Brother Dimitri, Brother Ilya, Brother Stanley. Thank you all. Thank you, Sister Aziza. I love you beyond words. May Allah bless us all.
Thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.